for speaking to us, Chris. First off, we're just wondering, just generally, how have you felt your season's going? Leeds obviously doing well in the Championship. How has it been personally?
Yeah, obviously, the boys, well, we're sitting in a good position at the moment. From a personal point of view, it's been slightly frustrating. I think it's always going to be frustrating when there's that level of competition, especially in the back row. We've got some good players there, some good players coming in.
Mm.
And I think over the next few weeks, I might start to get a little bit of an opportunity. And when the opportunity comes, I need to take it. I think my position in the squad's been, well, my position in the team's been very inconsistent. And I think it's down to me to put that right and get a starting position in the team.
Yeah. And the side itself, you're top of the league, but just by one point at the moment, it's going to be a close second half of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's sort of five teams at the top at the moment, and there's only four playoff positions, so five doesn't go into four. So as the season goes on, I think the pressure's certainly gonna mount up. And I think when you see the side, Bristol's, everyone's talking about what signings they're making, how much money they're spending, and I think a lot of it's about sort of team cohesion, and hopefully sort of we'll be in that top four at the end of the season. And you never know, it's playoff rugby, and I think you've seen shocks over the past. Like I said, as soon as you get down to them four places in playoff rugby, anything can happen.
Exactly. Yeah, and just about the difference between, obviously, you've played Premiership rugby and currently in the Championship. A lot of people say, surprisingly, there isn't actually that much difference between the two leagues, and the Championship in some ways might be even more physical than the Premiership. What's your sort of experiences on that?
I think I've played a few leagues, and the majority of rugby is, as you go up a league, the pace gets quicker, but the actual physical contest is, well, the Championship's very physical because you sort of get a lot of bigger players there who can't quite last 80 minutes, so they'll come back to a Championship club with very good quality, and they bring that impact down. So I think almost the Championship is sort of a very tough league, and like I said, you get a lot of the old boys who've been around the block that understand the game, and they're sort of, and then on the other end, you get a lot of young kids who are coming into the game, so sort of can be a difficult learning experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. And sticking with Leeds for a minute, it's been, you've been in the news quite a bit recently with the proposed name change coming of the club. What is it you've sort of heard as players and from within the camp? What is it you've heard about this?
Well, we had Ian McGeehan come in the other day and just explain that obviously he spoke to Yorkshire clubs to start with, and he spoke to Rotherham and Doncaster and just said, look, this is what we want to do, and his vision is to bring Yorkshire together as one, sort of get a good system in place. He said that he's been over to New Zealand and seen their system and how they all feed into one club, and I think he was trying to copy that really into Yorkshire rugby, and I think as players the actual name and change doesn't really affect us because we're still in the same environments with the same players, and to be honest with you, we didn't have a say in it, like it's got nothing to do with us, so
right.
I think we just need to continue how we're doing and don't let it affect our performance. I think the players, well, the people in the organisation who actually deal with the name change and what's going to happen, I think we'll leave them to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so yourself personally, obviously you've grown up in Yorkshire and you've played pretty much all your rugby there through age groups and different things. How have you felt that's prepared you for a career in the game?
Yeah, well, I think Stuart Lancaster said once that there's Yorkshire and I think it might have been Somerset, I'm not sure, another county, and they're what bring out sort of the majority of players in rugby. So Yorkshire is an actual rugby developing grounds are great. Like, there's so many great players that have come out of it, and I'm sort of aspiring to be like them. So Yorkshire, growing up in Yorkshire, has been absolutely fantastic. I've got all the resources here, like a lot of the best coaches, and then I think it ties back to this Yorkshire Can Egan name change, that they actually want to keep that up.
Yeah.
A sustainable club in Yorkshire where these players can sort of come up and play Premiership rugby.
Absolutely. And you've also represented England at a lot of different age groups, and obviously 16s, 18s and 20s. Is there a few memories that particularly stand out to you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of great memories, and it's obviously been a great experience for me, but I think so. Yeah. I think my first national anthem was very surreal. As a young kid, I always looked up to play for England, and there I am, stood out in the middle of the pitch singing the words of the national anthem, so that was very surreal and also fantastic. I'll never forget them experiences and how privileged I was to play with some of them guys who were obviously great players and going on to do very special things. So that whole entire experience coming through there has put me in good stead, not just for rugby, for my life really, because some of the lessons I've learned in and around them and different environments and how to deal with people have set me up fantastically.
Yeah, absolutely. And you captained the under-20s side at the World Cup, the Junior World Cup. That obviously must have been a great honour and a fantastic experience. What was that like?
Yeah, well, some of the boys that I was leading were sort of very, very big figures and made my job a lot easier because we had a sort of a core leadership group there, and to captain some of them boys who've gone to play for England nowadays, like Billy Vunipola and sort of Jack Noel, and absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have really asked for anything else. And to actually be in South Africa, such a big rugby-playing country, was almost like a dream come true. I've never been sat in a press conference with sort of four different TV stations and a whole bunch of journals before, so going to sit in there, it was different level, really. It was
absolutely
over here, so.
Well-deserved as well. And your brother has just been playing in the under-20s at 17, and obviously he's come up through the ranks in a similar way to you, and he's playing with you at Leeds now. How is it to have your brother in the same team?
Yeah, it's absolutely great. I love training with my brother. We do a lot of stuff that we can sort of read each other, and I think I play better when I'm in a team with Jack, and he's obviously got a bright future ahead of him. He's well already. He's a lot better player than me, and I think he'll go on to achieve special things within the game. But yeah, I think where he's got to now, he fully deserves it, because I've seen sort of the time and effort he's put in behind the scenes and sort of the gym sessions, or when we're back home throwing a rugby ball about, or when all his mates are going out discovering new things and he's going for a run. Like, obviously he's going to make mistakes in the future because he's a young lad, but the actual time and effort that he's put in is second to none, really. And
absolutely,
he deserves everything that he gets.
Yeah, it shows it's paying off already. And finally, just coming back to you, Chris, on a personal level, is there any, what sort of future ambitions have you got in the game?
Well, I certainly want to get into the Premiership, play Premiership rugby, and I think it'd be fantastic to do that with Leeds, but I think my ambition's always to be to play for England, and obviously I've had a lot of hiccups within the the path already, but I think an ambition like that, you never stop dreaming, really, and I'll always want to play for England. I'm very sort of patriotic, and I think that's a special goal for me, and as soon as I stop believing that I can play for England, I may as well stop playing rugby. I mean, that keeps me going, that gets me up in the morning,